Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Beautiful Animals, a novel by Lawrence Osborne, read by Tim Campbell. There is no ship for you. There is no road. As you've wasted your life here in this small corner, you've destroyed it everywhere else in the world. Cavafy. Hydra. 1. High up on the mountainside above the port, the Codringtons slept through the dry June mornings in their villa, shaded by cypresses and by awnings rolled down over the doors. They lay in pyjama-clad splendour among their Byzantine icons and paintings of Hydriot sea captains, unaware that their daughter Naomi had taken up early swims, that she dressed in the cool of her own room an hour before daylight, half-reflected in a wishbone mirror. She put on a cambric shirt with French cuffs and a leather thong necklace, slung a small denim bag over her shoulder, and then made her way down the whitewashed steps that ran below her father's house. She walked to the port along a narrow helix of steps, through landings with iron grills and sudden views of the sea, where the stone arches retained the nocturnal cool. The wild lots with their signs reading Poletai, and the marital bedrooms now open to the sky, and filled with motionless butterflies. Down by the town, Naomi passed the Hotel Miranda, with its chained anchor strung against a wall and a door that opened into a secret garden, sunk in a blue glow of plumbago. A priest sat on the steps as if waiting for something, and he gave her a nod. They knew each other without knowing each other's names. The holy beard...